And as he said, now, like, if they came in here for the dance that night, all this furniture would be moved out, and the rug would be rolled up. Mm-hmm. There'd just be the empty room. And the fiddlers would be over in one corner, guitar players,
You'd hope that you had a solid floor.
Yeah.
Somebody called.
But I just didn't go to any dances up until then. Uh-huh.
I see. And if a man would want to escort you home, what would he say? May I?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I went and came with him.
I see.
What'd you say if you?
Carry you home, I guess.
I guess so, carry you home.
Carry you home. Mm-hmm. And if you had if he asked you to marry him and you turned him down, people would say, well, she what?
Oh, what's that word? I can't even think of it. Jilted him.
Jilted
him.
Mm-hmm. I have a whole list of things. She gave him the sack, the gate, the axe.
Yeah.
And but if you accepted him, then you say, well, I think next month we're going to be
engaged. Is that what?
Okay. And after you be engaged, then
married.
Going to be married.
Uh huh.
Did you use any joking terms for married?
Hitched. I believe hitched to be the one.
And during a wedding ceremony, people who would stand up with you would be known as what? The man stand up.
Yeah, I know it.
Best man.
I don't know back then. What would it be called?
I'm wondering, did you ever hear the term waiter?
No.
In some areas, both the man and the girl who stand up
were called waiters.
Would be called waiters. And,
well, though, what they call them.
I think they call them best man and maid of honor or just attendants.
Mm-hmm.
Witnesses, yeah. Mostly.
Are witnesses? Yes, they witnesses. Were called witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister and brother-in-law stood up for us. I mean, all they were just. I guess we call them witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Witnesses.
And after a wedding, somebody would, your friends might want to
Chivalry them.
Do you remember those?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
do they still have them or not?
I don't think they do, not too much.
Would you describe what went on in the chivalry?
Well, there'd be a lot of practical jokes played, and some of them not too practical.
They ride them on a rail, man.
Uh-huh.
Just a lot of things. It's all in fun, but sometimes it wasn't too funny either.
I have known them down there at home, get the man out and keep them separated the whole,
yeah,
whole night.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of
all kinds of jokes.
Noisy, parade them around,
uh-huh,
in a wagon.
That's right.
And it's curious.
And that's boiled down now to just decorating the car and writing,
yeah,
all over the car and tying toilet tissue all over it and tin cans. And
it's a funny thing, this business of the chivalry or the belling or whatever it's called, I don't find it in Mississippi at all.
Well,
people just never did it.
Well, it was done here, but it's just died out.
Back then, now the place that takes the left, they give them showers. See, they never give nobody no shower back then.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple now gets married, they'll give them a shower.
Oh, several showers or teas. And
mm-hmm. But the chivalry, I understand, was not quite that.
No,
bright.
It wasn't
no,
quite that.
The chivalry was
there
so
were
well.
No gifts connected with the chivalry. That was just.
And after the woman was married and